and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone is having a blessed day today. It's an incredible day down here at Health Masters, staying busy as usual, and have lots of different articles to talk about today. And we have the famous Dr. Ted Brower with us on the show, as every day, but we should be keeping a monitor on his reception, and if anything goes bad like it did yesterday, we're automatically going to put him on a phone line so we can keep the show running clearly and smoothly for everybody to listen to today. And Dad, how are you doing?
I'm absolutely blessed beyond measure, shaking down and running over so my cup cannot contain it. That's the way I do every single day, because I learned a long time ago that I wasn't going to allow anything to affect my attitude, because that's one of the only things that I can actually control, Austin. So I'm doing great. And I learned the other day, I had somebody came over the other day and they got all mad because they'd washed the car and it was raining. And I said, well, why are you upset? It's just raining. It's just, you know, the farmers need the rain too. It doesn't make any difference. It's just the car. Just dry it off. No big deal. And there's no reason to get mad about cars and rain. It's just what happens in Florida when you live in a swamp. I remember years ago, you and I went to Hawaii because you want to go to Pearl Harbor. We went scuba diving out there. We ended up never going diving because the weather was too bad. But I remember it was one of those deals that I learned where the weather was bad. We flew all the way to Hawaii. And I said, well, we won't get any bad attitude about this. We'll just go ahead and travel around the island. That's when they offered us a shark cage dive. we both declined on it. I said, especially at night. That's just something I don't want to do, see big sharks and hammerheads at night in a cage. So that was an interesting experience. But some breaking news, and I'm going to give it like 2 minutes because I don't want to talk about it. It's ridiculous. McCain was apparently given some stuff by the British Secret Service saying that Trump had been compromised, because after Obama and Michelle had stayed at the penthouse suite at a hotel in Moscow, Trump had stayed in the same hotel and ended up basically hiring a hooker to come pee on the mattress because he didn't want to basically, I guess he wanted to defile the mattress that had been on there with Trump and with Michelle, whatever. I mean, this story is so bizarre, and of course Trump denies all of this, and quite frankly, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, first of all, number one, if Trump wanted to have a new mattress put in the room, he's Donald Trump. All he had to do was ask to have a new mattress brought in the room. I have been in so many hotel rooms, Austin, over the years, that the mattress was bad, the spring was bad, it was too saggy, whatever, and they always just bring you a new mattress. It's not a big deal. This whole story is complete and total disinformation as far as I'm concerned. I think it's a complete and total lie. John McCain turned it over to the investigators. I don't know if it was the FBI or the CIA. I think John McCain and Donald Trump are really hating each other, because remember, McCain ran for president, did a horrible job, and lost. Of course, it wasn't his turn. It'll never be his turn. And Trump made the comment when McCain was criticizing him that the only reason that John McCain was a hero is because he had been shot down and captured, and that's all he had ever done was be captured. That made him a hero. And, you know, Donald Trump kind of retracted that a little bit later and didn't mean to say anything disparaging about people who had been captured, because, I mean, I'm sure it was quite an ordeal for John McCain. But the point is this. John McCain married into a bunch of money with his wife. And, quite frankly, he just does the Senate thing because he's just, well, I'm not going to say anything. I almost said something bad. He basically is a jerk, and that's what he is. And he's absolutely horrible. In fact, Sarah Palin said when they were running for the presidency that she was trying to win because, yes, she thought it was their turn to win, and that John McCain would not allow her to do what she needed to do, and he would not turn her loose to do what she does. Now, I don't know if you like Sarah Palin or not. I kind of like Sarah Palin. I know one thing. She's a lot straighter than John McCain was. I mean, he was just ridiculous. So here's the thing, guys. Is this, any of this true with Donald Trump? It doesn't make any sense. Number one, Trump's got a beautiful wife. That's number one. Number two, he doesn't need to hire hookers to pee on the mattress. We can have the mattress replaced. I mean, none of this makes any sense. I mean, it's all so stupid that it's making national news because they're up to something else. They're up to something else. I'm telling you guys what they're doing. They got something else going on. They had to have some stupid story break because they're obfuscating what they're doing. You got to watch them right now because they're doing something else. Either we're amassing a bunch of stuff on the Russian border, about to start a war with Russia, or something stupid's going on right now, and that's why they're doing this, to cover up all the alternative news stories so that we all waste our time talking about hookers on a mattress. I mean, this is just so stupid. I can't even believe that they released something like this, but this is what they do. This is what they do when they want to obfuscate, just like when Bill Clinton was doing his weird deal with Monica Lewinsky, and he ended up basically every time Monica Lewinsky would make the news, He'd drop a few more missiles on Afghanistan. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this is how they manage us. Because remember, you are being managed. Whether you know it or not, the media is managing you. They're treating you like an asset that needs to be managed. They treat you with the drugs because you need to be managed. They treat you with fluoride because you need to be managed. They give you GMOs because you need to be managed. And they want to make sure they control your thoughts and your energy output. That's what this whole thing's about. So what they're doing now is they're starting more lies about Trump. And they're basically, and here's the thing that's so stupid about this. Okay, let's say that Trump really did want to defile the bed that Obama and Michael were on. Okay, we got that. Because it was so defiled already. So the gay Kenyan's on the bed with his weirdo, wacko, whatever it is, wife, and Trump doesn't want to be on that mattress, so he brings in a couple hookers to pee on it. Okay, I think it's pretty weird, but whatever. He's not trading secrets with the Russians. he's having somebody urinate on the bed. Now, I don't believe he did that, but this is the best they can come up with, Austin. This is the best they can come up with that Donald Trump hired some hookers. I think it's a complete and total lie. Personally, I do. Now, quite frankly, I don't think Donald Trump has to hire hookers. Now, I'm going to get a little bit weird here from a secular standpoint, but I'm going to talk to you guys because, okay, here's the thing. It's kind of like this. A few years ago, Jameis Winston, a Florida State quarterback, was charged with rape in a civil lawsuit by a girl who he had sex with. Now, she didn't file the charges until she found out who he was, number one. Number two, the state attorney found no reason whatsoever to file these charges on her. Number three, his roommate walked into the room while they were having sex by her own testimony, and they got up and went in the bathroom, and they finished having sex in the bathroom. But she was being raped. Now, here's the weird thing about all of this stuff, guys. Florida State Heisman Trophy quarterbacks who are going into the NFL don't have to rape girls. That's just a newsflash. They don't have to do that. The girls in our society and the guys in our society now, so I'm not picking either both directions, are pretty loose nowadays, and they kind of chase sex from the opposite sex because they've been programmed via alpha and theta brainwaves by watching pornography all the time, that this is what they want to do. Now, this is what the globalists have done to us, primarily the Rothschild banking cartel and the Sabbateans, who control the internet. We talk about this, they cannot control the internet. They control the internet pornography. And what's interesting about this is, let's just think through this for a second from a reasonable standpoint. Now, I've already gone over my 2 minutes. I'm going to finish it. Here's what's happening. You got Donald Trump. Everybody on the planet knows who Donald Trump is. It's not like he's hiding in a corner somewhere. Okay? He flies in on his own private jet that says Trump. He gets the penthouse suite at the hotel. How many really good-looking Russian women do you think would like to have sex with Donald Trump who aren't hookers? Just for a chance that maybe he'd dump his good-looking wife and maybe run out with them. You say, well, Ted, people are really like that? Yeah, people really are like that, okay? Donald Trump doesn't have to hire whores. It doesn't have to be that way. And for them to make up a story like this, Austin, is so unbelievable, inane. And again, this is obfuscation. Obfuscation. They are covering up something right now leading up to this election. That's what they're doing right now. So guys, we got to march and watch across our T's and dot our I's. We got to keep praying, and we can't bite on this story and start saying, oh, Donald Trump's horrible. It's not true. It's a lie. Florida State quarterbacks don't have to rape women, and Donald Trump doesn't have to hire whores. It just doesn't have to happen that way, Austin. What do you think?
I think you nailed it on the head about as clear as it gets. My same consensus on it when I saw the whole press conference on it. There's something else going on. Every time stuff like this hits the media, there's always something else going on in the background. I just told you guys yesterday that the United States is moving in literally over 120 Abrams tanks along with hundreds of troop transports and all types of other heavy weapons over to Poland and other areas on Russia's border. There are multiple different things going on right now that nobody is wanting to address in the media whatsoever. The same thing, we had this shooting on Friday, right when they had all this other stuff going on that I've talked about in detail. this is another obfuscation ploy, another exact thing from the mainstream media. It is fake news, clearly fake news, yet they want to sit there and push the fake news narrative on the alternative media. This is exactly the hypocrisy that they show on a daily basis. So, yeah, in my opinion, it's completely and totally obfuscation. But in positive news today, this is interesting. As of yesterday now, it has gone through and it is passed so far. It needs to be officially ratified, but dentists across Europe will be banned from using amalgam fillings, which contain mercury, in any pregnant or nursing women and children under the age of 16 starting next year. The ban, which affects dentists in all 28 member countries of the EU, is expected to be formally ratified as the European Commission, European Council, and European Parliament have already agreed to it. They've gone into detail on the dangers of amalgam fillings and the dangers of mercury. Now they're also too submitting plans on how to completely reduce the use of amalgam fillings in the entire population by 2019. If you guys know, there's silver, tin, copper, and mercury. This is what they use in those fillings. Mercury making up almost half of what's in the filling. Now, dentist associations across the world have constantly said for years and years and years, the mercury is locked in. It can't escape. It can't get out. But in my question and the entire question of everybody else, why are we still using this unbelievably outdated technology with an incredibly toxic compound in it when you can use the ceramic and composite fillings that they use now that are just as efficient, and you're not putting one of the most toxic compounds known to man in your mouth? In your mouth, of all places, you're filling it in your teeth. So I'm pretty excited that Europe actually did this. I wish they would do this in the United States, but it's pretty cool that Europe's kind of starting to realize that, hey, maybe it's not a good idea to put the second most toxic element in the world in your mouth when you're drilling in for cavities and stuff like that, Dad. So what do you think about that with Europe passing that?
I think it's wonderful, but the reality is in our country it needs to be banned a long time ago. I mean, the nuttiest part about all of this, Austin, is the fact that when you go to the dentist and you tell them you don't want amalgam fillings, a lot of them say, well, that's all I use. I mean, still to this day. A lot of them, when you say, I want to have my amalgam fillings removed, they say, we don't do that. You have to go to a biological dentist to get that done because it's too toxic to remove. And you're like, well, why do you put it in there to start with? Why are you still using it? Now, some of the dentists, I will admit, they have awakened and they are not using the amalgam fillings anymore. They're not using the mercury fillings, and they've realized that it's just toxicity that's going into the body. The problem with these are the same guys that still put fluoride in your mouth, and they rinse your mouth with fluoride after they've done your tooth cleaning. I mean, it's ridiculous how they do this, and they don't realize the research that is out there about fluoride and how poisonous it is. So the dental industry, and that's what it is. It's a dental industry. You know, they charge you like $4,000 or $5,000 for an implant now, which probably costs in reality, the tooth and the implant itself probably costs less than, from a manufacturing standpoint, less than $100. That's it. No, that's about it. And so they have these incredible markups. So if you don't want to have dentures or partial put in, they can drill a hole into your bone, insert a titanium screw, and then attach a tooth to it and charge you $4,000 or $5,000. Some of them are up to $7,000. Or you go down to Costa Rica and get the exact same procedure done for like $800. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, and with a qualified dentist who can do it down there. So, I mean, this is just nonsense with what the dentists have done because of the smile. Because people are judged by how they look. They're judged by their smiles. You know, if they've got rotten teeth or their teeth look bad, they don't feel as good about themselves, so they're willing to do anything for cosmetic dentistry. But the dentists have been in a situation, they didn't make a lot of money before all of this, but now they're making lots and lots of money. And so I'm happy with them making money. I have no problem with it because they're meeting a need of people who want to have this type of stuff done. So I'm okay with all that, but just this is the deal. If they're going to do all that, why don't they just wake up and stop using fluoride and stop using mercury in the fillings? By the way, great news here. Trump has appointed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to chair the Vaccine Safety Commission. Now, guys, this could be the death knell for Donald Trump and his inauguration. I don't like talking like that. You guys know I don't. This could be why they're obfuscating with hookers peeing on mattresses. This could be why they're obfuscating with false flags with a shooting down there in Fort Lauderdale last weekend. This could be why they're doing all of this, because he just appointed Robert F. Kennedy to chair the commission on vaccine safety. Finally, ending months of speculation since Donald Trump won the presidency in November on just where the president-elect stood on the vaccine issue, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced today that he had been appointed by the president-elect to head up a new commission on vaccine safety. Robert Kennedy Jr. is a longtime proponent of vaccine safety and a frequent critic of the government and pharmaceutical censorship over vaccine information. Guys, this could be what takes Trump out. Now, you think I'm joking you? I'm not joking you. This is that big of a deal. This is a multi-billion dollar deal with the vaccines, and not just the vaccines. If they remove the law that Reagan put in that allowed them to do whatever they wanted to do, they couldn't be sued. If they remove that vaccine law back from 1986 and they allow these multi-conglomerate billion corporate dollars of corporations to be sued into bankruptcy for what they've done to these children of the country with autism. Plus, remember, the autism industrial complex is huge. They are really working at getting more and more kids to have autism. You say, well, that's not true, Ted. They really don't want to do that. No, it's true. It is true. It has to be true. There's no other explanation for it. And I personally believe that it's for these demons to inhabit. Now, I know this sounds crazy to you guys, and it sounds crazy to me, too. I mean, if I heard me say that 20 years ago, I thought Ted needs to be institutionalized. Because what's happening is this. These guys, basically, they're like, it's almost like their soul has gone Ichabod. The soul has departed. Spirit has departed out of their bodies because of the pain induced in the nerves because of all the poisons and the mercury and the vaccines and the aluminum in their bodies. Now, what's interesting to me is this. Now, just stay with me for a second. They know, and I'm giving you a statistic again, but we got to walk through this for a second. They know that around 1 in 40 to 1 in 50 children right now have autism. The MIT researcher that we quoted last week in depth about this said that if the current trend does not change, that by 2025, which is 8 years from now, that 1 in 2 children will have autism. Now, we've already got millions of children affected with learning disorders and autism in the United States. You can buy them. Millions. Millions. Now they're saying that half of the kids are going to have autism. Half. By 2035, all boys will have autism. By 2037, all girls. Now, we're talking 20 years from now. By 2037, all children will have autism. Now, you can't tell me that they don't know this is going on with the government. You can't tell me that they don't know this is being caused by the GMOs, by the fluorides, by the glyphosate, and by the immunizations, and because of the Nagalix that we talked about yesterday. So they're actually trying to increase the number of children who have autism, which number do have a multiple effect. It massively reduces the population because parents, if they have one child with autism, they don't want to have any more kids, period. Too much work, too much hassle, too stressful, not going to be involved in it. And what it does, it takes away the population of the white people. Uh-oh, here we go again with white people again. Here we go. I said the word. Yes, I said white people, and I'm going there again. Here it is. They take away the population of the white people in the United States to completely change the demographics over to Hispanic and Muslim in the United States. Because a lot of the Muslims and a lot of the Hispanics aren't going to bother to get immunizations like the white people who are the sheeple are going to do. Now, this is what's happening. They're trying to stop the white people from breeding and trying to give all of these white kids, and of course there are black kids with autism and Hispanic kids with autism. I'm not trying to say there's not because there are. But the point is this. It's all about population control, and it's all about changing the ethnic diversity in the United States. And as far as I'm concerned, these guys are all about the occult. These guys are all about doing some really sick stuff. And now what they're doing is they're probably trying to bring in more and more demonic possession into the United States. Now you say, well, that sounds nuts. It does sound nuts. And I agree with you. It sounds nuts. I'm not even going to argue about how nuts it sounds. But here's the thing. A new movie is being released in Hollywood. It stars Keanu Reeves. It's a big movie. And it's called The Neon Demon. And it reveals the true face of the occult of the elite. Now, this is some crazy stuff. Now, if you got kids listening to this right now, you might want to turn this off for a few minutes. Let me finish getting through this because this is some sick stuff. The Neon Demon is a movie about the fashion industry and its obsession with youth and beauty. However, through its story and symbolism, the movie reveals the disturbing mindset of the fashion world and the occult elite behind it. Now, you got to be careful what I'm going to say. The Neon Demon is painful to watch. Not only is it filled with long hypnotic sequences that emphasize the shallow self-importance of the fashion world, it deliberately dwells on some of the most upsetting human practices possible, including pedophilia, sex with children, necrophilia, sex with the dead, cannibalism, and ritual killings. All of these horrors are presented in an aesthetically pleasing manner and placed in a cool, fashionable context in an apparent attempt to normalize this behavior. Like most of the entertainment analyzed on The Vigilant Citizen, this is where who's giving this review, the movie leaves a foul feeling as if one's very soul was violated by what you just watched. Of course, this kind of result from the psychological horror movie is to be expected, but the most disturbing part of this movie, it isn't fiction, it's the dark, real world truth it appears to celebrate. Indeed, when one knows about the dark side of the entertainment industry controlled by the Sabbatean Kabbalists, I've added that, who absolutely hate Jesus Christ, and the occult elite that own it, the movie becomes a disturbing manifesto, an indulgent celebration from people who revel in darkness. In short, it discloses what the industry is truly about and how truly functions and who truly is behind it. Although it's a story of an innocent girl who was innocent, she moves to L.A. with big dreams of being an international supermodel, the Neon Demon reveals the ugly, true face of the entertainment industry. Guys, this is the crap that they're putting out in Hollywood. This is the filth. This is the trash. This is what they want people to think. Autism, oh well, let's bring some demon possession in here. Let's do something else with the autism. Let's stop have the white people are going to stop reproducing. Let's do all of this stuff. Let's just think through what they're doing. You've got to look at the ulterior motives. These Sabbatean Kabbalists, these elite that run the porn industry in Hollywood, they have now made, through the California legislature, minors having prostitutional sex legal in California. We know that from a few weeks ago when that story was released. In other words, if you're under 18 and you're having sex for money in California, if you're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, you can't even be charged with prostitution. Now, the John can be arrested, but you can't be. Now, what does that do? That serves the perfect pipeline of these girls who are having sex for money to go straight into the pornography industry. This is what it does. Now, they're already whores. They're already prostitutes. And now they think, well, I can just jump to the next step. Well, as soon as I turn 18, I can start doing X-rated movies because I'm already doing this for money anyhow. It's what the Hollywood elite, if you want to call them that, I call it the Hollywood scum, the gay New World Order. That's what I call them. They all came out of Russia from the Bolshevik Revolution. A bunch of wacko Sabbateans is what they are. And they're Looney Tunes. But they really believe that Lucifer is in charge of this planet to the point that they're willing to destroy the planet to bring in his kingdom. That's what they want to do. And when they come out with movies like this, and they come out with autistic numbers like this, and nobody wants to fix any of this stuff, and they want to pretend like the autism isn't happening, Robert F. Kennedy, being put in this thing, he's been a huge opponent of vaccines and thimerosal. You can watch his YouTubes, millions of views on YouTube. And now Trump apparently knows a lot more about autism and vaccinations than he's letting on. Remember that filthy pig, Rosie O'Donnell, came out and criticized Donald Trump's son, Barron, his youngest son, and said that she thinks he has autism because of the way he acts, which she later apologized for having done that. If Trump's youngest son has autism because after he got vaccinated, Trump's awake. He's totally awake. And now he's become a major problem for the globalists who run the pharmaceutical petrochemical industry. A major problem. Because if he gets rid of that law from 1986, remember, guys, it doesn't cost billions of dollars to kill somebody. You can hire that done. They look what they did to John F. Kennedy. They can get this done with Trump, too, now if they want, if he's pushing them this hard. So, guys, we got to really pray now that he's going to be okay and he's going to get inaugurated. Because, guys, this whole thing with prostitutes in a mattress, this is obfuscation. Something else is going on that they're not telling us right now as I speak. Austin, what do you think?
Well, yeah, the fact that he's putting Kennedy on that with the vaccines, I saw that earlier, is very, very exciting to me, but it's also a little creepy at the same time because exactly what you just said, he's putting a big red flag out there. Kennedy's been a huge proponent of basically reducing the amount of vaccines children have, making sure they're safe, and also, too, completely repealing the 1986 Vaccine Protection Act that allows the vaccine industries to literally run without any type of ramifications oversight on what they do. They can build the nastiest, dirtiest, just garbage compound vaccine with the sickest toxins in them, and there's no recourse whatsoever. This is an article just tied right into that. I saw it the other day, and I wanted to look it up on the video. Who's over in the UK, and a couple are furious after their son began having massive seizures, up to 14 seizures a day, following the meningitis vaccine. They actually shared the shocking footage online on Facebook. It was reported in the UK Daily male. Bobby, who's the son, has been in the hospital more than 55 times since he received his vaccines this past summer. They noted that the meningitis B vaccine, which is administered to all babies in the UK since September 2015, that seizures are known to be a direct side effect. The vaccine has left their son suffering with other problems as well, including serious night terrors, allergies, and significant stomach issues. They posted a clip of their son having one of the many seizures on social media. It got 1.8 million views and was shared almost 30,000 times. They're actually even contacted by a so-called expert from the state in that that works in with those conditions, and he said the video footage that he saw, it's very unlikely that the seizures had any type of relation to the vaccine whatsoever. And the government's regulatory agency for vaccines also stated that there was insufficient evidence to link the meningitis B vaccine to the seizures seen in the video, even though it states on the box that seizures are a known side effect of the meningitis B vaccine. The parents of little Bobby now came out and said the vaccine should not be given to young babies at all. It is ruining their lives before they even start. The doctors need to do something. Parents should be told the risk and allowed to make up their own minds. They have a right to know. This is about the children. He went on to say from that moment that he got the vaccines and his son started having seizures, he knew it was directly caused by the vaccines. They said he was such a happy, healthy baby. He had no issues at all, and this has completely ruined his life so far. They said his son began experiencing the seizures the very day he received his 8-week vaccines. His temperature spiked massively, and he went into, I quote, a floppy and unresponsive mode and began having violent seizures. 55 times now this little boy has been in and out of the hospital, and nobody can figure out what's going wrong with him at all. This dad is like a bad movie that I hear about, and it gets replayed every stinking day. I've literally seen probably 30 to 40 articles this exact same way. Children were happy. They were healthy. They had no health issues whatsoever. As soon as they got their massive dose of vaccines, they went into an unresponsive mode, had a massive spike in temperature, and started having seizures and screaming unresponsively. Would not stop whatsoever. You've heard it too, Dad. How many times does this have to keep happening over and over and over and over again before the population finally says, genug, which is enough in German. I've had enough of this. We're not vaccinating anybody until you can produce a clean, pure, third-party certified vaccine that has been shown to work with no significant side effects at all. It has to reach a certain point, Dad, and I really hope if we can push this through with Kennedy, if he gets in here with Trump and they actually are able to do something, I really, really hope we can get rid and repeal that 1986 Vaccine Protection Act, because that single-handedly right there will force the vaccine companies into a corner and only allow them to produce good, clean vaccines simply out of their own interest, because they're not going to want to be sued for billions of dollars every year and damages and death, which the United States pays out with their vaccine compensation fund. Billions and billions of dollars have been paid out, billions, since 1986 when they made that fund to basically cover up the whole issue that's going on with the vaccines. They pay it out of the general fund, wherever they print their money from. I guess they just tell them to print another billion to pay more families out. But, Dad, America has to start saying enough with this, and we're not taking any more vaccines until we know they're clean and pure and third-party certified tested.
Well, with Trump doing this, he just did a Kennedy. He just did a Kennedy Executive Order 11110. That's what he did. And for those who don't know what that is, that was taking the right of the Federal Reserve away to print money and giving the Congress the right to start printing silver certificates. And right after, 6 months later, he was dead. Trump has just now, by giving Robert Kennedy this footprint, this mouthpiece, this ability to do this, has just declared war on the Rothschild banking cartel that owns almost all of the petrochemical pharmaceutical corporations through interlocking directorships and stock purchases. I mean, this is what he's done. And so now he's saying, heck with these guys, we're going to war. Now do you understand, Austin? Now do you understand a few years ago when we had a mutual friend over and they were immunizing their kids after we had talked about it over and over and over again, and I got so upset, not because I was angry at this guy, because I was angry at the fact that they had decided, because of peer pressure from their wives and from their in-laws, to vaccinate a brand new little baby who had done nothing wrong to anybody after we had shared with them copious amounts of literature concerning this. Once you really delve into this thing and you start really doing the research on it and you start seeing this, it becomes painfully aware that the government has done all of this stuff intentionally. I'm saying that again, intentionally. We have rogue elements of the government that are doing this. And guys, and I know we talk about this stuff all the time because every day, it's like Austin says, we get more and more articles coming in on this stuff. It's not going away. And until we can wake up everybody listening on this show and you wake up all of your friends and you realize that just maybe you need to hold off giving those kids shots. Because remember, you don't have to give them any shots until they go to school, even in California. But we start those shots immediately after they're born. It's not even law. You don't have to do that. They have to be vaccinated before they're allowed in the public school system. They don't have to be vaccinated when they're 2 weeks or 4 weeks or 2 minutes old. Nowhere does it say they have to do that to the kids. But we do that anyhow, and that's why I get so irate when I talk about it some, because it blows my mind. Another, let me give you another example. Back with Operation Paperclip, they brought a bunch of nutty German scientists over here that were like ridiculously high IQ, right? And they decided to bring these scientists in the rocket program, petrochemical industry, and also in weapons bioresearch. They set up a facility on Plum Island outside of New York, and they started working on how you could basically create a bioweapon that could be released into the general population, and they needed a method of transportation on this, and they found that you could transfer it with fleas. And what they did, and with ticks, and what they did is they developed this thing called Lyme disease. Now, Jesse Ventura did a huge show on that when he had his show Conspiracy Theory. You can watch it online for free, and it's on Lyme disease. And you can watch it, and he talked about how it originally was developed by German scientists who were brought over under Operation Paperclip, who were Nazi scientists in the United States in weapons research. And they basically, this thing got loose off of Plum Island. Now, whether it was intentionally set loose and tested, or if it was basically just lost by mistake, it doesn't make any difference. Some nutbag developed this thing back in the 40s. Now, here's the thing about this stuff. This morning I had a phone call from a good friend, pastor of mine, who's got a mega church, and he asked me to contact this other gentleman who owns a bunch of health spas, who I called up this morning around 6:30, 7 a.m., because I thought he'd just get a voicemail, but he answered the telephone. He has a 17-year-old son, not son, friend, who is dying of Lyme's disease in a hospital in New York now, dying, 17 years old. Lyme disease is a major, major, major problem. There's no one single protocol that seems to work for everybody with Lyme disease. It's a bioweapon as far as I'm concerned. I think Jesse Ventura was right about this. I'm going to repeat that. As far as Ted Brewer is concerned, Lyme disease is a bioweapon that was developed at Plum Island, period. That's why it's such a nightmare to deal with, and it takes a multifaceted approach, including huge levels of probiotics, huge level of vitamin C, huge levels of antibiotic. It's just on and on and on and on what it does and how it has to be multi-tiered approach to get rid of this thing, if you could even get rid of it. Now, I feel so bad for this guy. I've been doing research on Lyme disease all day trying to figure out some type of systemic protocol that you could use, systematic protocol that would allow us to tell him what to do with his doctors in New York with this kid who's in the hospital. And the first thing I told him, Austin, was this. I said, number one, I said, he's in a hospital. I said, even if you try to get him some kind of natural protocol to help, the doctors in that hospital aren't going to allow it to be utilized. They're going to say no. You can't even bring vitamins in a hospital or in a nursing home if you have a patient there without the approval of the medical staff, period. You can't do it because they're under the guidance of another physician. So I gave him some information that we have learned about that today, about Lyme disease and what can be done with it. But the thing about it is this. It was a bioweapon, and the government knew it. It doesn't make any difference. Like Ebola is a bioweapon. I mean, if you read that book by, what was his name? He's a Christian guy. And, it's about AIDS and Ebola. It'll come to me in a second. I've got it in the other room. I'll pick it up at the break. But here's the thing. All of these things are just big problems when you start turning them loose into the general population. And see, that's why Austin and I are both so adamant about the vaccines, about the fluoride, about the dental fillings. All of this stuff adds up. It creates these huge problems that can be so easily prevented by simply avoiding these types of protocols. Now, here's another thing Obama's doing. Obama's EPA is now approving dramatic increase in limits on radiation exposure allowable in public drinking water. Why are they doing this? I can tell you why they're doing it. It's called Fukushima. it's, this cloud is all over us now, all over the United States, especially on the West Coast. The entire ocean is pretty much dying in the Pacific. The plants are dying, the animals are dying, the birds are dying, the fish are dying, the whales are dying. And now we have this huge radiation plume that's made it over here now. And now Obama's EPA is going to allow a dramatic increase in limits on radiation exposure allowable in public water. Because remember, and I covered this the other day, I'm going to say it again. Here's what you have to realize is this. This is a petri dish that we live in because of these Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferians. They're doing everything they possibly can genetically to damage God's creation. That's why they're here. That's why they're doing this to us, because they loathe Yahweh. They loathe Yeshua. Period. They hate God. They hate Jesus. That's why they're doing this. They want to turn everything upside down on this planet they possibly can. That's why they haven't shut down Fukushima. They could have in concrete encapsulated that whole stupid thing, just pouring concrete down into those holes. They could have done that, and they could have massively slowed down what they've got themselves involved in. But they haven't done that because they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. They want to try to mutate us into a different type of species to change what God has made. And those of us who survived the mutations, they may try to make a different type of person out of us, or require that we have some type of bioengineering done to us at that point to even stay alive, which would be like taking the mark of the beast. Guys, this is the whole goal. You've got to understand something. It's so important that we stay together on this. The globalists don't like you. They consider you to be an animal. They consider you to be soulless. They consider you to be just total trash. They don't think that you even deserve to be alive. They want to reduce the population by 90-95%. This is what their goal is. This is their stated goal, and they want to make sure the other few people that are left here have managed to make it through radiation poisoning, glyphosate poisoning, immunization poisoning, to try to create a new subspecies of human beings. You think, well, gosh, that sounds crazy. He said, I agree with you. It sounds crazy. There's no other exclamation of this. Nobody else can figure out what's going on. But we got to pray, I'm going to say it again, that Trump has not signed his executive order 11110 because of what he's done with these immunizations. This immunization protocol that they're pushing on India, the United States, the Western world, all over the planet, is because of population control, which is one of their key objectives. And Trump just said, hey, wait a minute, we're going to now look at why these kids have autism, and we're going to try to fix this mess. So guys, keep praying for Trump. What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, that's pretty much the only thing we can do right now, as far as it's in our power, is continue to keep praying and just keep our eyes open. And as I've told everybody, stay prepared, man. Stay self-proficient. I mean, stay ready and open and able to handle anything that may come at you in the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, and the next couple of years. But another health article that I found to be, this is one of those, I want to add something to it afterwards, but I wanted to bring it up as kind of a idea so you know what's going on, but also too to understand exactly why it's going on. A study now has been concluded of over 46,000 men. It was done by Harvard Medical School. They studied 46,000 men in the United States for over 26 years, and it was to study the links of high intakes of red meat and linking them to inflammatory bowel condition. They said out of it, 764 of those studied developed an inflammatory bowel condition known as diverticulitis, and researchers found that those who ate large amounts of red meat more often were 58% more likely to develop this disorder. Those involved in the study say that this new research is in line with previous findings that show poultry, fish, and eggs do not increase one's risk of diverticulitis, whereas red meat clearly does. Now, one thing I have to say about this is, that's why I always tell you guys, red meat's not necessarily bad, but it doesn't need to be eaten all the time. If you're eating pounds of red meat every day, you really need to reduce that. It makes your blood urea too thick. It's really not good for the digestive system when you're eating beef all day long. Eating eggs, in my opinion, are pretty much the best staple protein you can eat. They're the most bioavailable. They're the easiest to absorb. They're incredibly good, especially when you get the organic free-range ones. You get really good, clean omega-3s, organic fish, or at least fresh-caught fish, organic chicken, the same way. Red meat, it's okay to eat some, but eat it in moderation. Also, too, what I think is also going along with a lot of this, after the massive influx of glyphosate over the last 25 years, with these cows that are being force-fed all this corn that's usually been hammered down with glyphosate, it's going into the meat. We've talked about it before. It's called epigenetics. They're carrying the glyphosate in their system. You're eating massive amounts of it, and beef already is harder to digest than, say, fish or eggs. so your body's having to let it sit in the colon longer to try and process before you basically remove it out of the body. And in my opinion, I think a lot of the glyphosate that's being sprayed on all the livestock feed on a regular basis now is contributing more to what's going on with a lot of this now than just red meat. Because remember, guys, we've been eating red meat for thousands of years, but now this influx of glyphosate has only been going on for about 20, 25, maybe 30 years since they introduced it on the market. So I kind of wanted to bring that up. Anything you want to add on that, Dad?
Yes. One of the top cancer researchers back in the 90s was working using pancreatic enzymes to cure cancer. And they basically, the FDA shut him down. They wouldn't allow him to do it. Now, here's why I'm saying all this. The pancreas has to produce pancreatic enzymes. It doesn't produce hydrochloric acid. It produces pancreatic enzymes for the breaking down of foods, et cetera, in the digestive tract. Now, what's interesting about this is the pancreas is a multi-tiered organ. In fact, the doctors are taught in medical school, don't touch the pancreas, leave it alone. That's why metformin is so bad, because it causes pancreatic cancer. That's why eating nitrites massively increases the risks of pancreatic cancer, and it needs to be avoided. Now, what happens is this. If you eat a lot of meat, it overloads the body's ability to produce pancreatic enzymes. These pancreatic enzymes are also used in the bloodstream to help digest cancer cells, etc. And so when you take your pancreas and you overload it with trying to eat large amounts of red meat, what ends up happening is it can't produce sufficient quantities of pancreatic enzymes in the rest of the body to do what they need to be done in the rest of the body. So you basically overload it. It can only produce X amount. You don't produce enough, and so your body ends up coming down with cancer in some cases. Now, here's the other problem with this. If you do have cancer, you really need to be eating a high-quality protein that's easy to digest and not eat any red meat at all. In fact, eggs are about as good as it's going to get when you have cancer, or fish, as long as it's not contaminated with radiation from Fukushima. So the fish and the eggs are about as good. I wouldn't even eat poultry. I wouldn't even do that. I would stay with the fish or the eggs if you have cancer. Now, in some cases, if the cancer is bad enough, you need to go on a full-blown vegetarian diet, and we have a product, this pea protein, that does a great job, that's very easy to digest with full amino acid complement. Now, the reason I say all that is this. One of the key things that a lot of cancer research doctors have found is that you can't eat meat if you have cancer, period. Well, doesn't it make sense then, if you reduce the amount of meat you eat and you don't eat huge amounts of it, that you're never going to come down with cancer anyhow? That's how I kind of look at that. Now, the red meat, I may have a steak. In fact, we're going out for my wife's birthday party. She'll be 60 this week. And we're going out to a restaurant on Sunday after church, the whole family is, to have lunch. And we're probably going to get a steak. Now, what I'll do is it's like an 8-ounce steak. It's an 8-ounce fillet. And my wife and I will split it. And we don't do it because we're trying to save $20. We do it because we don't want that much protein or that many calories. And that's what we do when we go out. We split the meal so we don't have to eat as many calories or have to try to digest that much meat. Now, what we'll also do is we'll take digestive enzymes when we eat the steak. Now, the last time I had steak was probably, oh gosh, Austin, I don't know, 4 to 6 months ago, maybe that. Last time we went to the same restaurant. And so I really avoid eating large amounts of red meat. Now, when I was in college and I was a bodybuilder, I ate a lot of beef. And it's just not healthy eating that much beef. Now, you can get away with it when you're a teenager or in your early 20s. But once you start getting into your mid-20s, late 20s, what happens is this. This is going to sound really weird, but this is how it works. This is kind of something that's interesting, you guys, to stay with me for a second. Our DNA is a coiled helix. It has so many turns in the coil. As you get older, it kind of uncoils. Now, when it does that, the aging process really speeds up. Now, there's a reason this happens from a physiological standpoint, and there's a reason this happens from a interdimensional standpoint. Now, I'm going to share something with you that's strictly my opinion right now. Our DNA is a step-up transformer coil. That's what it is. It's a Tesla coil, and it's turned, and it's coiled so many turns. As we get older, this Tesla coil starts to lose its ability to receive signals from multidimensionals, like Yahweh or like Yeshua. Now, this is one of the reasons that we age. Now, you think, well, this sounds really Looney Tunes. Well, think through this for a second. An electric motor, develops horsepower by how many windings it has. It has to be turned around an electromagnetic motor so many times you plug it in and it spins and creates electricity. Now, what's interesting about this is our Tesla coil, our DNA that God developed, starts to unwind as we get older, and it basically starts to break the link that we have with Yahweh. Now, is that something that's going to have to happen all of us? Absolutely not. When we become a Christian, we basically are going to be connected to Jesus Christ, Yeshua, through his blood, through the cross. By the blood of Christ, we've been healed. Without the shedding of blood, there is no sacrifice, which is to continually restore us and restore our DNA. But now, this does not make us live forever on this planet, in this body, because it doesn't work that way anymore. We were basically detuned after the flood. Adam probably would have lived forever had he not been detuned. You got to remember that, guys. He probably would have lived forever because he was created in the image of Yahweh himself. So what we are here on this planet is a shadow of what we once were. Now, when we accept Jesus Christ and we're connected to the Holy Spirit, and to that we're connected to the cross, to that we're connected to God's throne, then he shares with us some of his authority and power and omnipotence and omniscience. And when he does that, it allows us to go directly to him when we die, because we're an energy field, basically in a hologram, basically playing a movie while we're here on this planet, and all of this stuff shifts to a different energy field after our body basically stops working. Remember, energy cannot be destroyed. It just changes form. And we're just going to go to heaven with God as soon as we die. So it's very important that you understand this. When you're born again as a Christian, you get to bypass all of this weird stuff that happens after you die. You don't have to do all that stuff. You don't have to be recycled and go to hell and all the other crazy things that they talk about happening with human bodies after they die, or what some of these mystics believe, or what some of these New Agers believe. You have to be involved in any of that stuff. You go directly to God. And I personally believe the reason God set it up this time, because this has been going on for millennia of time on this planet. You have to kind of like live on another planet to realize there's ancient structures that are tens of thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years older than our recorded history is. So something's happened here before. Something's happened before with other civilizations. So this isn't the first go-around. It's the first go-around for us to be created in God's image to be here. I believe that. And I believe that God didn't want us to be used like they were doing in Genesis chapter 6 in making hybrids out of us, which is what the Bible says they were doing. The fallen angels were having sex with women and creating these giants and hybrids. God didn't want his DNA damaged like that. So he set forth his own son to try to talk to these guys to be sacrificed for our sins, which is what had to happen, to restore us back to righteousness through God and through the cross. Now, that was kind of a simplistic way of looking at it, but that's where we are right now. So guys, if you don't understand a lot of this, just re-listen to this show a couple of times, or go back when I talk about it in detail about the blood of Christ on this show, or the cross a few weeks ago on the show, and look at the titles that we have on iTunes and pick a few shows like this, because what you have as an authority figure, as a Christian, being connected to Yahweh himself, surpasses all of what these globalists are doing. Guys, they're doing movies out of Hollywood with Keanu Reeves now, having sex with dead people and with pedophilia. They're trying to normalize this. They're trying to make you think, by putting it on the big screen, that it's okay and there's nothing wrong with it, and it'd be kind of cool doing that kind of weird stuff. It's not cool. It's not okay. God says it's not okay in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the Torah, over and over and over again. And when people do these crazy things, they're taken out back and they're stoned to death. Now, this is what this has been going on for all of these generations of time. You have this fight in the heavenlies, this unseen war that's going on that we get wrapped up into interdimensionally that we're not even aware of. What we're trying to do on this show is make you realize that this war is going on around us as we speak. In addition to that, there are things that you can do to prevent them from doing this weird stuff to your body and to keep you healthy. That's why we talk about this stuff so much, and we try to make you guys realize that we are, and I don't mean this wrong. I'm just, God, I'm praying right now, Lord, to be with me, because I'm trying to be as clear as I can with this. We are the only show that does this. Nobody else does this. Nobody else wants to touch this stuff. This is some weirdo stuff. I don't even want to touch this stuff. When God called me out of semi-retirement 5.5, almost 6 years ago now, and told me I need to go back to work, basically, I knew that it wasn't because I needed to get more recognition, because I'd already shared the platform with presidents. I knew that he would use me to be able to come to you guys and talk to you about the things that I've learned. I only wish that I had known what I know now when I was a teenager, not when I'm 61. But I'm not going to be quiet now, because, guys, listen to me for a second. I'm going to do everything I can to bring honor and glory to God through this show. That's why I won't back off of Yeshua. I won't back off of salvation. I won't back off of being a Christian, because I know that that's the authority and the power that we have. Now, most people won't do this. Now, then you have other show hosts. They claim to be a Christian, but they do videos where they're drunk. I'm going to repeat that. They do videos when they're drunk, and they're using God's name in vain. They're using GD and F this and everything else on the video on YouTube, and they're drunk. And they claim to be a Christian on the air. Guys, none of this is okay with me. I don't like any of that. Am I a perfect Christian? Absolutely not. Do I make mistakes? Absolutely yes. But I don't do weird stuff like that. I don't go around and commit adultery on my wife. I don't do stupid stuff like that. Because, guys, listen to me. We have a higher calling. We have a more responsible calling. We're called to be ambassadors of Christ on this planet. People are supposed to see us and see our life and realize, hey, I want to be more like that. I don't want to be like this. I remember years ago when I got, because you guys know that I've been divorced before, back 34 years ago, and I remember my ex-wife said to me as she was leaving, and I, by the way, had scriptural grounds for the divorce, and I said, she said to me, what are you going to do now? And I said, look, I said, here's the thing. I said, I'm going to get remarried. I'm going to find a godly wife because I realize that I don't want to be single. I don't want to have to deal with those temptations. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with that. I've dated too many girls at Florida State. I don't want to be involved with all of that. And then as she walked out the door, I got on my knees at the foot of the bed. I've never told you guys this story. And I prayed for the exact wife that I wanted because I realized that I had to be in the middle of God's perfect will for my life. Now, a lot of you guys have chosen wives who you thought were Christians who aren't. A lot of you ladies have chosen guys who you thought was a Christian who ended up not being Christians. Guys, what we have to do as believers is if we've gotten ourselves involved in something like that, we have to do every single thing we possibly can to try to make it right to work. And then if you do have scriptural grounds, if there's an adultery thing involved or whatever, then you have the right to step away from all of that mess. But guys, listen to me. We're bought at a price through the blood of Jesus, and we have to try to bring honor and glory to God in all that we do and all that we think and all that we say. And I'm sorry I'm getting so preachy about this because I certainly am not perfect. But guys, the Bible says we'll know them by their fruit. If you heard me on the show just absolutely going filthy language right now, you think, God, what's wrong with Ted? I promise you, you come to my house, you're not going to find pork in my house. I don't think you'll find, you may find a little bit of beef laying around because it's frozen, probably organic. But I don't do the things that I tell you not to do. I just don't do that because I, again, am held at a higher level of accountability. If I could build a better nutritional supplement, I would do it because my own family and I take these products. That's the thing that we just appreciate so much about you guys. And I want to thank you because I've been pontificating too long now. I want to thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for getting nutritional supplements from us. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for letting me go on my little tirades every once in a while because I love you guys. I really do. I get so many emails from you guys, and I want you to know something. I appreciate every email we get, and Austin almost shares with me all of the ones that are they're pertinent to me, something I need to see. He shares those with me, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting Health Masters, supporting this podcast, supporting this show, and allowing us to help as many people as we possibly can, at least by getting your multiple vitamins through us because it means so much. But guys, think about this. We're all in this together. We got to pray right now for Trump. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray for divine protection for Trump. I pray, Father, you station your angels around him, that you put a hedge of thorns around him, Lord, and that you put the blood of Christ over him, Lord. Right now, I pray that anything that these globalists are trying to do to him right now with this obfuscation of all this weird stuff they're doing, that it's blocked right now. I bind it right now in the name of Jesus, that none of this is going to happen, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper and it not, shall not come to fruition. And we're going to believe that right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Guys, thank you for praying with me. That means so much when you guys bind with me in prayer and that we can stop some of this nonsense that's going on. Because, guys, this is a full, all-out assault trying to stop this inauguration. That's what this is right now. And you haven't heard me talk about this stuff, but this stuff with McCain and with us massing troops on the Russian border and all of this lies they're doing right now, guys, we've just got to believe that I just prayed that anything they try to do, that the military will say, no, we're not going to do this. You want us over there in 5 days? How about it takes us 5 weeks to get over there? How about that? How about it takes us 5 weeks when Trump's in office? That's how we have to look at it, Austin. Anything you want to say to all this stuff I've been talking about?
Oh, hit the nail on the head again, man. Very, very excellent today. I mean, there's definitely some very, very important stuff that needs to get addressed. And you're absolutely right. We have to be praying right now. We all have to stand together as patriots, as Americans here, and understand that there's a lot of things going on behind the curtain, and not to get distracted by ridiculous stories like they're trying to put out now about, you know, bed urination. I mean, I don't know how childish you get.
I mean, it's like saying somebody licked my lollipop. Are you kidding me? Are you nuts? Who cares if somebody gets your candy out of the countertop? Who cares? Who cares? No, okay. I got myself too wound up, Austin. I'm going to go ahead and leave. Guys, I love you. Austin, go ahead and close. God bless you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, bud. Yes, guys, we appreciate everything. And, yeah, that's the biggest thing that I've been telling everybody here locally, too. I mean, make sure, you know, you have adequate water on hand. Have at least, you know, in my personal opinion, I like to have at least 5 to 7 gallons for every person in the family. That will last you on a slightly restricted water intake, roughly around 2 weeks, depending on how much water you need, and also, too, having adequate backup water filtration. That's the most important aspect wherever you live, because if you can't properly filter your water and you start getting all types of toxic elements in your body, it's not going to be good, especially if the water gets significantly contaminated. Also, too, make sure you have extra food on hand. Have some canned goods. Have some food buckets like we carry if you want. Have some MRIs, some backup MREs, I mean. Anything like that on backup that you can eat in a rush, cook with water, but having stored food on tap is always important, and being ready for any situation that occurs. Also, too, like I told you guys last week, make sure you have adequate first aid kits, have good medical supplies, have good first aid packages, have tourniquets, have quick clot, have specific items that you can use to help yourself or another family member if they're injured in some type of traumatic accident or firefight or knifing or anything that could occur. Be ready for it. Always try and stay at least 1 to 2 steps ahead of what's going on. Also, too, the Muscle Blast ended up winning today on Product of the Week. HGH Stimulate was a big sale last week we had going on. The Muscle Blast, we actually had an issue with the recording as far as what was getting clicked. So it actually won on the backside. So that's on sale for over 15% off. That is our BCAA formula, our non-GMO, no artificial flavors, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial colors, incredibly good BCAA formula. Great product. Check it out on our website at healthmasters.com. You can also sign up for our free weekly newsletter on there as well. And so we have all types of, I told you guys before, lots of different articles, videos, anything you want to pull up, go in the search bar and search for it, or you can go over to the videos and watch the videos for free. We try and bring as much stuff as we can to the table for everybody. We like to help people out. We love being able to basically help people be stronger, be healthier, be more fit. I mean, that's our overall goal here. That's what Dad's been doing at Health Masters for 33 years. That's what I've been doing for over 20 years now, since I was younger in the gym, working out. Staying in shape. So that's what we do here. If you guys have any significant questions that you can't answer on the website, email us, healthmasters.com. We have our contact form at the top. Just type in the word contact in the search bar, and it'll have our contact form. You can fill it out and send it to us. Or if you need to, you can give us a call at 1-800-726-1834. So we appreciate everything, guys. And again, we appreciate the support, the emails, everything you guys send us and tell us. It's always appreciated. And if there's any type of pertinent news that you have locally, something that's very significant that you think we need to bring up on the show, always feel free to send it to us, and we'll always take a look at it and see what's going on. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.